Section 5. Group riding. If you ride with others, you must do it in a way that doesn't endanger anyone or interfere with the flow of traffic. Keep the group small. A large group tends to interfere with traffic. It makes it necessary for cars to pass a long line of motorcycles at a time. Also, large groups tend to be separated easily by traffic or red lights. Those who are left behind often ride unsafely trying to catch up. If your group is larger than 4 or 5 riders, divide it into 2 or more smaller groups. Keep the group together. Here are some ways to keep the group together. Plan ahead. If you are the leader, look ahead for changes. Give signals early so the word gets back in plenty of time. Start lane changes early enough to allow everyone to complete the change. Put beginners up front. Place inexperienced riders behind the leader, where they can be watched by more experienced riders. Follow those behind. Let the tailender set the pace. Use your mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind. If he or she falls behind, slow down a little. If everyone does this, the group will stay with the tailender. Know the route. Make sure everybody knows the route. Then, if someone is separated for a moment, he or she won't have to hurry to avoid getting lost or taking a wrong turn. Keep your distance. It's important to keep close ranks and a safe distance. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see, and is less likely to be separated. However, it must be done properly. Don't pair up. Never operate directly alongside another motorcycle rider. If one of you has to avoid a car or something on the road, there would be no place to go. If you have to say something to another rider, wait until you are both stopped, then it's okay to pull up alongside. Staggered formation. Riding in a staggered formation is the best way to keep ranks close and yet maintain an adequate space cushion. In a staggered formation, the leader rides to the left side of the lane, while the second rider stays a little behind and rides to the right side of the lane. A third rider would take the left position, a normal 4-second distance behind the first rider. The fourth rider would be a normal 4-second distance behind the second rider. This formation keeps the group close and keeps each rider a safe distance from others ahead, behind, and to the sides. A staggered formation can be used safely on an open highway. However, it is best to move into a single file formation when taking curves, making turns, or entering or leaving a highway. Passing in formation. When riders in a staggered formation want to pass, they should do it one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and keep up to passing speed until they have opened up room for the next rider. As soon as the first rider has passed safely, the second rider should move up to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. After passing, this rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the leader should move to the right side after passing a vehicle. This is not a good idea. By taking up a right side lane position, the leader would encourage the second rider to pass and cut back in before a large enough cushion of space has been opened up in front of the passed vehicle. It's much simpler and safer if each rider waits until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow the rider to move into the same position held before the pass. Being in shape to ride. Riding a motorcycle is far more demanding than driving a car. You must be in good physical and mental shape to ride safely. 3 things that can keep cyclists from being in shape to ride safely are alcohol, drugs, and fatigue. Alcohol. Drinking and riding is very dangerous. Tests of riders killed in crashes show that 40% had alcohol in their systems. That figure is high, but not surprising. Riding a motorcycle safely requires a very high degree of skill and a good sense of balance. Most important, however, safe riding requires good judgment. Alcohol can affect all of the skills you need to ride safely. Too much alcohol can affect your sense of balance, your coordination, and your ability to see accurately. Alcohol can make it impossible for you to concentrate on your riding. However, the first critical ability harmed by alcohol is your judgment. You need to be able to judge many things accurately, other vehicle distance, position, movement and speed, and how well you are riding. Just one drink can harm your ability to make sound judgments, even though you don't feel any effects. Safety limits versus legal limits. Long before you drink enough to be legally impaired or intoxicated, your ability to make sound judgments, your ability to ride safely, is greatly reduced. This is one reason that alcohol plays such a large role in fatal motorcycle crashes. Alcohol takes away that fine edge, the sharp judgment you need to stay safe while riding on two wheels. Of the motorcyclists killed in crashes after drinking, 1 in 4 are not legally intoxicated at the time of their crash. People who drink and ride should start worrying about whether or not they're going to finish the trip alive long before they should worry about whether or not they are legal. Separating drinking and riding. If you are going to drink alcohol, make sure to keep your drinking separate from your riding. The only thing that can keep alcohol from affecting your riding ability is time. It takes your body at least 1 full hour to get rid of one drink. One beer, one glass of wine, one shot of liquor, each is considered to be one drink. Once you start drinking, be sure to wait at least 1 hour for each drink you have taken before you get on your cycle. Coffee, exercise, or cold showers may help you keep awake, but they won't restore any of the judgment or the physical skills that are dulled by alcohol. The only thing you can do is to wait long enough for your body to burn off the alcohol and get itself back to normal. Other drugs. Almost any drug can affect the skills you need to ride a motorcycle safely. This includes prescription drugs as well as illegal drugs. It even includes over-the-counter drugs like cold tablets or allergy pills. These everyday drugs can leave you weak, dizzy, or drowsy. Make sure you know the effects of any drug before you ride. If you begin to feel dizzy or weak while riding, stop and wait until you feel normal. One last word about drugs: they should not be mixed. This holds true for alcohol, over-the-counter medicines, prescription drugs, etc. When two drugs are combined, the effects are unpredictable. The combination can make you sick, confused, or even unconscious. These extra powerful effects are most common when alcohol is one of the drugs in the mixture. If the mixture of drugs hits you while you're riding, you could be in real trouble. Fatigue. Riding a motorcycle is much more tiring than driving a car. When you plan a long trip, bear in mind that you'll tire much sooner than you would in a car. Also, remember that fatigue can affect your control of the cycle. Here are some things you can do to keep from getting too tired. Protect yourself from the elements. Wind, cold, and rain make you tire quickly. Dress warmly. A windshield is worth its cost if you plan to do a lot of long-distance riding. Limit your distance. Experienced riders seldom try to ride more than about 6 hours a day. Take frequent rest breaks. Stop and get off the cycle. Your motorcycle. There are plenty of things on the highway that can cause you trouble. Your motorcycle should not be one of them. To make sure your motorcycle won't let you down, start out with the right equipment. Keep it in safe riding condition. Avoid add-ons or modifications that make your cycle harder to handle. The right equipment. First, make sure your motorcycle is right for you. It should fit you. Your feet should be able to reach the ground while you are seated on the cycle. Crashes are fairly common among beginning riders, especially in their first 6 months of riding. Don't try a big bike until you have a lot of riding experience. No matter how experienced you may be, ride extra carefully on any bike that's new or unfamiliar to you. More than half of all crashes occur on cycles their riders have used for less than 6 months. A few items of equipment are necessary for safe operation. At minimum, your cycle should have headlight and taillight, front and rear brakes, turn signals, horn, 2 mirrors. These are just minimal requirements. It's also a good idea to have reflectors all around, especially on the rear of the cycle. Motorcycle care. A motorcycle needs more frequent attention than a car. A minor mechanical failure in a car seldom leads to anything more than inconvenience for the driver. When something goes wrong with a motorcycle, it may cause a crash. The only way to head off problems before they cause trouble is to inspect your motorcycle carefully and often. If you find something wrong, fix it right away. In addition to the checks you should make before every trip, here are some checks you should make at least once each week. Tires. Look for cuts or nails in the tread and cracks in the sidewalls. Check for excess or uneven tread wear. Tread problems can make the cycle hard to handle, especially on wet pavement. If the wear is uneven, check wheels for balance and alignment. Check the air pressure with a gauge to make sure each tire is at the level recommended by the manufacturer. Improper air pressure can affect your cycle's braking and turning. Low pressure also can lead to blowouts. Wheels. Check the rims for cracks, dents, or rust. Check for missing or loose spokes on wire-spoked wheels. Lift each wheel off the ground and spin it, listening for noise and looking for out-of-line motion. Shake the wheel from side to side, checking for looseness. Cables. Check brake, clutch, and throttle cables for kinks or broken strands. Replace as necessary. Lubricate the control mechanisms at both ends of each cable. Oil. Keep the oil up to the recommended level. Lack of oil can make your engine seize. Drivetrain. For a chain-driven cycle, make sure your chain is adjusted properly. Check the sprockets for worn or bent teeth. For a shaft-driven cycle, look for grease on the shaft unit. If the housing is greasy, check the grease level and make sure any grease plugs are fitted tightly. Fastenings. Check for loose or missing bolts, nuts, or cotter pins. It's easier to spot missing items if you keep the motorcycle clean. Brakes. Make sure the brakes are adjusted properly. If you hear a scraping sound when stopping, check the brake system, linings, calipers, and linkage. For hydraulic brakes, check the fluid level. Lights. Check all lights for lens cracks or dampness inside the lens. Also look for rust spots on light casings. Earning your license. Safe riding requires knowledge and skill. To earn your license, you must pass both a knowledge test and an on-cycle skill test. These tests will cover the information, practices, and ideas from this manual. To pass, you will have to study this manual thoroughly and practice the skills and techniques it discusses. On-cycle test. During the on-cycle test, you will be graded on how safely you handle your motorcycle. You will be tested for your ability to get and keep yourself and your motorcycle in safe condition. Accelerate, brake, shift, and turn safely. Help others see you and help you see and communicate with them. Adjust speed and position to changes in traffic and riding conditions. Stop and turn quickly to cope with problems while riding. You may also be tested on selecting safe speeds while going straight and turning. Picking the correct path and staying there. Making normal and quick stops. Making normal and quick turns. The examiner will score you on factors related to safety such as distance, for example, did you stop within the space allowed? Time, for example, did you turn fast enough to handle the situation? Position, for example, did you keep the cycle in the proper path? Procedure. For example, did you use both brakes to stop? If the on-cycle test is taken on a trike or a motorcycle with a sidecar, your driver license will be restricted to three-wheel-only motorcycles.